guys roll that joint up and you guys listen to our song.
But why, how come this shit so outrageous? Look around when I'm pulses slowly fading. Resurrection on the corner, they say.
Available on iTunes. Available on SoundCloud. She is New Day. N-U-D-A-I.
I've been contemplating, trying to be patient. Sitting in this situation. This is a tribute to my flag salute. So before I go to sleep, I say this prayer for you. Yeah. In memory of a broken home in which I rose up from concrete. In the middle with the streets where it's beef and no peace. I swear we pray to God at night. Pray to God. The stress of life is on the rise. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah. Picture reality. The news is not reality. It's not a fatality. Life is the casualty. Picture turning the TV off and going off in your thoughts. Where freedom costs. Bills gotta be paid in a major way. First day of the month, check dope. It's a cycle like an automatic rifle in a system where society don't like you. Ain't got like a reason.
Man. You wanna be free?
I already feel free.
Do you still feel like we're in the state of emergency like we were 2 years ago when we did this song together?
Sevenfold's over.
You remember that day, right? That's where we left off. That day in the studio.
Yeah, I remember.
What do you remember about that day? Yo, this weed is good. What we smoking on?
You came with it. I just rolled it. So
oh, yes. We are smoking on some Skywalker. Support your local clinics and dispensaries. We support legalization of cannabis for medical purposes and recreational purposes. We're back to this lecture at hand.
As long as you're in love, you're at peace, and you're just keeping a good, positive vibe alive. You know,
exactly.
don't be doing no negative shit.
Nobody likes negativity. So we was all about positivity, though, that day in the studio. Tell the people from your perspective, because I know from my perspective, we were hanging out. We were working on some film stuff slightly, and I had a session booked. And I was like, yo, you want to come to the studio with me and drop something down?
You was in the studio, like, every week. You know. You was really going there. So I was inspired. You inspired me because I've met a lot of talent. I produced a lot of talent. And I've seen a lot of talented people not truly go in and own their originality.
It's important.
It is important.
For me, it took me a long time to develop myself as an artist. You know, I started out as a 5-year-old kid singing and performing with my sisters. But it took me about 30 years now to develop into the artist that I am today. And that definitely didn't come overnight. You know what I mean? And so I approach music way differently.
Yes, you do. Because I was blown away when I saw it. And I was a fly on the wall. When stylist comes around, I'm not here to intrude. I'm just here to really participate in the experience of life. And I really got to, you know, dive into your artistry and who you were as a person. And you were awesome as a person. You know, you're very intelligent. You're actually brilliant.
Thank you.
You know, and a lot of...
You know I'm a Leo. I love compliments.
You and these Leos. You know I'm a Scorpio / Libra.
We can talk about that
That's
one day.
That's a powerhouse.
We can talk about that one day. Keep it professional. No. Thank you. No, I appreciate that because it took me a long time to get security within myself, too, because I would meet producers who wanted me to sound like a Beyonce. They want me to sound like, at that time it was like the Monicas. And I was like, dude, I was listening to like Alanis Morissette in my bedroom. That's, you know what I'm
music.
Saying?
That's classic music that sold millions. Like, so you can't compare, you know, thousands of dollars to millions.
Well, no, I'm not even saying that, because I respect it. Brandy, to this day, is still my favorite singer. Hands down, Brandy. Yeah, I mean, I actually went out and purchased her albums. Everyone.
Did you see her last NPR?
I did. Oh my God, the little desk
with Common.
And that woman too, right?
It was a whole band.
Oh my gosh, that was phenomenal. I love what they're doing with NPR. Shout out to NPR. We like you guys and what y'all doing over there. But now, finding myself as an artist and really being confident enough to deliver my stories the way I heard the melodies, the way I wanted to place the words, and rocking with that and not compromising. And a lot of the times, I'm not tuning my own horn. I was ahead of time. And we'll talk about that.
So let's talk about why.
Let's go into another record. I think the people need to hear. I think the people need to hear some more music so that they can understand where I come from and who I am.
Then we go talk about some more.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people know me. I'm not popular or anything. I was never the cool kid. I'll be honest. But I figure I would let the world know who I am. And now you know. You don't have to like me, but you're gonna love me. Respect me, notice my hustle, 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 hustle. You don't have to like me, but you're gonna love me. Respect me, notice my hustle, 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 hustle. 5 years old in the studio, my daddy had me grinding, I'm a business woman, no one can touch me. I made choices, choices, choices that I regret, but there's lessons said. Dollars, dollars, dollars for my cocaine. I'm faded, faded. I want more for my life. I want more tonight. More tonight. I make choices, choices, choices. To end my life.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.